Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behind the badge.
The story you are about to see is true. The names have been changed to protect the innocent.
This is the city, Chicago, Friday morning, December 17th. It was dark. My name is Surratt. My partner is Lieutenant David Haynes of the Chicago Police Department. He wrote the book, A Beat Cop's Guide to Chicago Eats. More than 3 million people live here. When they get hungry, we go to work. Don't we, Lieutenant?
We do. In the shadow of the Ferris wheel lit up. I don't know why.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. We're looking at Navy Pier, all the colored lights there.
Yeah.
You know, speaking of going to work, research, I did a little eating during the week. I want to tell you about, first of all, Jimmy Thai, fantastic place. It was a top choice winner in the Asian restaurant category. I forget who conducted that survey, but that's a great place in Deerfield. And then also, I was at the Claim Company. Remember the Claim Company back in the late 70s on Clark Street? Well, they're open. They have two places, Northbrook and Vernon Hills. Really good menu. Still have that Motherlode burger. Good place.
I didn't know that was still there. That was one of those places your parents took you like for special occasions or something.
That's right. Yeah. So add those to your list. And I see, and we'll get to them a little later, but the donuts you brought in look spectacular. All week long, listeners have been emailing us and texting us donut suggestions since you started. What do you call this? The Donut Olympics?
Donut Olympics. Well, we started it last year. You know, might as well lean into the stereotype, you know. And so we last year we had a bunch of good suggestions. So I just did it again this year to see if anybody can beat last year's winner. We had one late suggestion this week, so we'll have to finish it up after the holidays.
That sounds good to me. But the main course is, Indian, Middle Eastern today?
Well, it's fusion. Indian, Middle Eastern in Norridge, and it was recommended by a listener named Christine Paulding, who sent me an email and told me about this place, which I had never been to, and even though it's just outside of the city in the 16th district, you know, and the 16th district in Norridge, and I was really surprised by it. But then when you drive by, it's in a small strip mall, and it's one of those little places that if somebody doesn't tell you about, then you're not going to really know about it. And it's called the Boone Cafe at 7543 West Montrose in Niles. I'm sorry, Norridge.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a cute little place. It's right next to an ice cream parlor, so you can go there afterward.
Perfect.
And you walk in, there's about five tables, so they do a lot of takeout. And but when you walk in, there was a lady named Hannah who was working there. I don't know if she was the owner or just works there, but whatever. She treated me like I was a long-lost friend and, you know, welcomed me in. Didn't know who I was because I never tell anybody why I'm there. And so she just apparently treats everybody that way.
You sure it was just a customer?
No. Well, she went in the back and brought out some fresh-made, homemade potato chips.
Ooh.
As while I was waiting for my order. Here's a snack, you know. You can.
Did you hear Steve's report about the vodka that they're making now with a potato chip flavor? They have, I think, a curly fry flavor and a crinkle fry flavor, right? It's Lay's potato vodka.
Oh, I can't imagine. Is it salty? Lay's is very salty potato chips.
Well, you can test that out in a future broadcast.
And I got loaded hummus I got for my wife. So they have several vegan dishes and, you know, gluten-free stuff and
healthy.
Yeah, it was very healthy. Well, I got the gyros plate, which isn't all that healthy, but it's a gyros plate with kind of a twist because it's, you know, gyros, we usually get the onions, the tomatoes, and the sauce on it. But they also had these black onions, black olives on it.
Hmm.
And the cheese was a little bit different. And it had more of a lighter sort of a flavor profile.
They put cheese in their gyro sandwich?
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, Greek places put feta cheese.
Oh, feta, yeah.
But this was, it might have been feta, but it was a little different. It was softer, and it was smaller, and it was, I thought, very good. It was lighter. It was a lighter flavor, not real heavy.
I like mine without the cheese.
Oh, really? Oh, I love feta cheese.
Yeah. And blue straight, cheese. As we call it. So this place, Boone Cafe, and sounds like a nice little spot. Those places in the strip malls often turn out to be the best places.
Yeah, you know, and really, it's surprising when you think about it. But these are easier for small business owners to get. They're probably a little cheaper than a standalone building, I would think. And so they can open it up quicker and better. They also have some baklava. They have homemade baklava that I brought into the station because I got a big order of it. And everybody
well, somebody
loved the
here
baklava.
Is ordering food from you now. Yeah. well, so good dessert and, like you say, ice cream place next door.
Right. Yeah. And thanks to Christine Paulding for mentioning it because I probably have driven past it a million times without noticing it. So
did she email you?
Yeah. At beatcopsguide@gmail.com.
BeatCopsGuide@gmail.com for your suggestions. And we got a ton of them about donuts. The listeners have been sending us donut recommendations every day since you started this, Lieutenant. What do you got for us today?
Well, today we got a recommendation, sort of a late entry into the Donut Olympics. We'll finish up after the first of the year. It was recommended by a listener named Riley Cook. And it's called Spunky Dunkers Donuts.
Oh, yeah. I've heard of this place. Haven't been, but heard a lot about it.
Yeah, 20 South Northwest Highway up in Palatine. So it's a suburban entry. So now we got a suburban entry. Well, the west side of Chicago and then the south side. And then we'll see the reigning champion as it turns out to win again this year.
Do we have like a gold donut that the owner of the winning shop will wear proudly?
We should do something like that. And by the way, people are asking who's judging these donuts. Is it just me and you? And it is us, basically, but I also have been sending donuts to my daughter's work at Kagan and sort of
good.
Kagan management and sort of getting their opinions on which ones are best. So it's not we do have some disinterested people.
Cause, well, you know, Grzanich is big on this, too. Believe me, he'll chime in. He's testing.
So, well, okay, now Spunky Dunkers Donuts in Palatine, one of the best things about it is that it's open 24 hours. But not like that big famous chain of donut places is open 24 hours. Because I don't know if you noticed, you know, the Dunkin' does not have like kitchens in most of their places.
Right.
But Spunky Dunkers Donuts, you can actually see a guy cooking donuts in the back. I was there, the first time I went there was at 3 o'clock in the morning. And there was a guy back there cooking donuts.
And nothing like fresh donuts.
Yeah. Cause so, yeah, you're not getting them fresh when you're going to the big chains, but at Spunky Dunkers, you're getting fresh donuts. And so I brought in, you know, just like all the other ones, I brought in chocolate frosted cake donuts and glazed cake donuts.
I'm going to do half and half.
Right, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And you should play Ebony and Ivory while you eat. But they have all their flavors. At 3 o'clock in the morning, they have all their flavors and all of them.
It's open 24 hours?
It's open 24 hours. They have a little lunch counter there, so you can sit there and have coffee and a donut, or they might have sandwiches. I didn't check that. But they also have these peppermint donuts that were pretty good. And the other big, when the reviews, when I looked at the reviews to see what I should try, the toasted coconut donuts, which I had one on the way down here.
You brought in the chocolate, and is that glazed?
Yeah, chocolate, and it's called Honeydew. The glazed cake donut,
super sized. They look humongous.
Yeah, well, yeah, they're pretty. I mean, they're pretty good size, but they're not huge. So you can have two or three.
All right, it's
or Steve can have two or three.
Spunky Dunkers Donuts, 20 South Northwest Highway in Palatine. Yeah, Steve is sampling them right now in here. We'll get to the news at 7 from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom if Grzanich digests in time. Meantime, what do you got for restaurant news, Lieutenant?
Well, there's a new place opening up on Randolph Street, Restaurant Row, and it's a Latin fusion restaurant called Icona. And it's opening after the first of the year on the Randolph Street Restaurant Row, which is just a fun place to go.
Yes, it is.
The City Winery on one end and the Kaiser Tiger that serves bacon on every dish right at the next at the end of the other end. I wish it was like this when I went to the academy, which is two blocks away, but it wasn't.
So, you didn't have much to eat in the neighborhood back then.
Not really good food.
And there's a place in Jefferson Park you wanted to mention?
Well, the Jefferson Park Farmers Market moves indoors starting this weekend, and it's going to keep going all through the winter. And, you know, farmers markets are great in the summer and the fall. Great reason to get up, except, you know, on Sunday morning, except for church. But so they're...
That's good. Inside.
Yeah, they're going to be at the Copernicus Center, 5214 on Lawrence, which is also a very cool place.
Yeah, that's an old movie theater.
Yeah, it's the old Gateway.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. The old Gateway Theater, right? I mean, when we were kids.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of the first places I went to see a movie. And it's still, they have the theater still the same way. The big stairway with the lobby is beautiful. And so, yeah, they have a couple of events every year, and now they're going to have this all winter long on Sunday.
Yeah, I saw Gordon Lightfoot there. It was a
Did
great
really?
Place for music.
Oh, mm-hmm. That's cool.
Yeah. I wanted to mention this, you know, Uber Eats came out with a list of what they delivered in the past 12 months. And they called it the Uber Eats Cravings Report. And the most ordered items, French fries and pad thai. Yeah. Item on the rise, cheese fries. The most popular cuisine ordered, Mexican. And what else did they have? Oh, super special requests included this one. If you could please thoroughly saturate the pulled pork with the barbecue sauce. I just want to make sure that the pulled pork is fully covered in sauce as opposed to just putting unsauced meat on the bun and then some barbecue sauce on top. That was a request they got on a delivery.
You know, actually, now that I've heard that, that's a request I'm going to be making the next time. it didn't occur to me. That, you know, the pulled pork sandwiches always come like that, and it always annoys me. I always ask for extra sauce so I can do it. So
Uber Eats now has more than 1,000 active grocery stores participating in its service, too.
Yeah, you can order snacks. My kids will order, all of a sudden there'll be a knock on the door at 11 o'clock at night. Ice cream will be there.
They order ice cream Uber from the grocery store. Yeah. Well, Lieutenant, we will see you next after the holidays. So I not only want to wish you and your family the best, but please extend to the officers you work with there on the Northwest side and all the men and women who serve and protect our best and our thanks for all you do, all the great things you never hear about. We really appreciate it.
Thank you. This is probably, I hope, my last Christmas night, Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve, New Year's night. I'm working all 4 days. So if you're out on the Northwest side, you know, say hello.
Bring him a donut.
Call Uber. Don't drive drunk.
Yeah, there you go. he won't be offended if you bring him a donut.
The last thing I want to do is see somebody come in and say, well, I'm a fan of yours, and I'm sorry, you're going to have to go to jail now.
Yeah, we should mention, you're hanging it up after how many years?
Well, it'll be 28 years, but it's not until the year after next. It's just my regular days off. I can already see next year or day four.
Yeah, I know about countdowns here. thanks, Lieutenant. Have a good one.
Hey, let's be careful out here.